Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford. Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Abba, Father, we highly praise you and ask for your blessing tonight as we lift up to your throne the specific prayer requests recently given to us, as well as the prayers of those listening right now who are suffering with severe diseases. For we know you always hear the prayers of the righteous, and we thank for your promise to carry us through all our afflictions. And may this teaching night be to your glory and yours alone as we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and anxiously await for your trumpet call. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Shalom, everyone, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, you know that we really love your end-time questions, and we often base much of the program's teachings on what you say you want to hear. So, honey, let's just start right off the bat by telling our listeners how they can send us their prophecy questions or comments.
Okay, there are three ways to do this. You can email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or just call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Again, that's 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021, and perhaps include a much-needed gift of love, which can also be made right on our webpage, shofarministries.net. Okay, tonight we begin this series on the Fulfilled Spring Feast, a natural favorite this time of year and a needed refresher course for many believers. But first, any pertinent news you would like to share?
Of course. Hearings for the new Supreme Court Judge Neil Gorsuch began yesterday and is expected to be approved. You remember he will replace Justice Scalia, who died last year, and many believe he was actually murdered. Since the unions benefited heavily because then they could force all employees to pay union dues even if they don't join the union, something Scalia was about to vote against. But then, since he was no longer, it was a tie, 4-4 ruling, so the prior lower court's ruling was upheld.
Yeah, and you know, he was cremated
very quickly.
Without an autopsy.
I know. You know, it just doesn't take a rocket scientist to suspect foul play.
Duh.
Of course, we conservatives all hope that Judge Gorsuch passes his confirmation hearings. However, I must remind you, as I stated when he was first nominated, according to his own record, he is not anti-gay. He avoids the topic, and he moved from Catholicism to Episcopalian. He goes to St. John's Church for the past 15 years, who promotes gay marriage. True. And stricter gun laws and global warming. So we are led to believe he will overturn Roe versus Wade. But I can tell you that he just won't.
Nothing is as it seems when you do a little digging.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love to do. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, FBI James Comey said almost nothing of any substance at the hearings yesterday. And healthcare reform is expected to be voted on in the House this Thursday to roll out the first of a three-part agenda. That should be very interesting.
You know, let's shift to Israel because didn't Prime Minister Netanyahu, accompanied by dozens of Israeli businessmen, fly to China a couple days ago?
He did. And yesterday, he met with the premier, signing accords for setting up a free trade zone between the two countries, which also provided 20,000 Chinese building workers to be sent to Israel.
Huh.
As well, they established a fund for promoting research and development.
Yes, with each putting up $20
million. That's a lot of dough.
Nice payday.
Netanyahu also met with the Chinese president today to confirm the partnership. Bibi saying, "We have excelled in new technology that's going to benefit you, China. We know that you have great scientists, great industrialists, and great capabilities. And we think that by working together, we can make the future better for our people, but also, I think, for humanity as a whole." That's what he said.
And did they say anything about militarily?
No. Strictly non-military. Although, when Obama was president, Bibi did give the appearance of a possible military relationship, more as a threat. But now that Trump is president, that's not even a possibility. Well, in fear of losing the United States as its chief ally.
Should we mention that China is Israel's third highest trading partner?
A very good asset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, right now, there are significant clashes erupting in the Golan Heights area near the base of Mount Hermon. And, of course, that's with Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran and covertly by Russia, having increased its military forces on Israel's borders. In fact, 1,500 Shiite Muslims have joined in from Iran. And I understand just the other day an IDF drone did kill one of the lesser leaders, but retaliation has been promised.
Yeah, there's lots of other meetings going on, too.
Yes, like Palestinian Abbas met with mm-hmm. Egypt's President Sisi, who both are against Israeli settlements, but were in favor of meaningful negotiations with Israel to attain a solid peace deal very soon. We've got a lot of people involved in this. And as we suggested last week would happen again, and it has, Palestinians Fatah and the Hamas are talking reconciliation.
And, you know, they do that. It's such a game they play.
I know. Abbas is also meeting with Belgium and Germany to gather support for the Palestinians' agenda.
And Egypt's President Sisi will be meeting with Trump, President Trump, in a couple of weeks.
That's right. After, of course, as we just mentioned, he met with Abbas. So lots going on behind the scenes, and they all want to put together some kind of a peace deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have your Bibles, open to Leviticus 23.
Yes, we are going to see how God instituted and Moses recorded in the Torah seven major appointments with his people. And if you don't remember anything else, remember this. The word for feast is moed in Hebrew. That means appointment.
Okay, Leviticus 23:2. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts.
Again, feasts, number 4150, moed, means appointments. And then the word convocations is number 4744, which is mikra, and that just means a gathering for rehearsal. So let's read it again with our English interpretation.
Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the appointments of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy rehearsal gatherings, these are my appointments.
Wow. Saints of God, are you hearing this?
Yeah, it changes a little bit, doesn't it?
Are you taking it into your spirit? Now, if this is your first time hearing this, that alone should make you sit up and listen attentively. God himself made appointments with you too because we have been grafted into the olive tree. You know, Romans 11. So we now share the root system. And this is the fulfilled gospel. The good news, because the first four appointments have been kept by God through his Son. So we, all believers, have been made beneficiaries of these kept appointments of God, and we will soon benefit immensely from the last three appointments as well. You know, those that we talk about every fall season, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Tabernacles. By the way, it's all archived on our webpage.
I so remember over 20 years ago when you, as an assistant pastor at the Assembly of God Church in Burton, first started teaching on the feast. And the look on people's faces, they were stunned. They said, they never knew. What's going on?
I know, right? I remember that.
It was kind of funny.
And still, after all the years, the church is still just beginning to wake up to the importance of these appointments and taking them more seriously. But unfortunately, especially the mainstream churches still think of them as just being a Jewish thing, ignorant of the fact that we are all spiritual Jews. Remember Ruth, who is the type of the church, said to her Jewish mother-in-law, "You are now my people, and I will not go back to the way it was before." And we, honey, you and I, mm-hmm. we've realized the fullness of our Jewish salvation.
Right.
And we can't go back either. We will always, always now look at the Bible as truly a Jewish book and read it through Jewish eyes. And once you get this, you'll not go back looking at Scripture in the Western mode ever again either. But it takes time. It's called maturing, or being of full age.
As Hebrew 5:14 commands us to do.
Yes, it does. So every year we teach these wonderful truths in the hope of reaching more hearts.
You know, it's also very evangelistic to unbelievers.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But seldom used, because many believers just don't seem to want to let it sink in enough to be able to share this with others.
Well, you know why? They said, it's too complicated. I can't figure it out. Oh, no.
Perhaps, but that's only at first. And we're just going to keep trying to make it easier.
Right.
So for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we will be focusing on his already kept appointments.
Maybe our listeners can get the word out to others to turn on our program.
So, the Lord's Spring Feasts are the first three appointments that surrounded his first coming as a humble servant to pay the debt for all our sins.
Should you choose to accept it.
Right. That always is one's choice. But anyway, first it's Passover. That's the blood sacrifice. Then the unleavened bread is his burial. And the first fruits is his resurrection. For he was the first fruits of the resurrection.
As Paul confirms in 1 Corinthians 15:23.
He does. And then we might as well mention now that 50 days later, at the end of springtime, he also fulfilled another promise on the Feast of Pentecost by sending the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, which we will talk about at the end of May, for Pentecost is June 4th this year, 2017. And by the way, scripturally, always on a Sunday.
Yeah, now read Leviticus 23:16.
That's right, it's in mm-hmm. there. Passover always begins on the Hebrew calendar of Nisan 14, which this year falls on our Gregorian calendar on April 10th, beginning at sundown until sundown the next day, which then begins the week of unleavened bread. Now, in ancient days, they would kill the lamb at exactly twixt the evening, or 3 o'clock, which is still the 14th of Nisan. It's also called Abib, and that would be until sundown. Well, lo and behold, it was exactly at 3 o'clock that Jesus' side was pierced, fulfilling to the hour his appointment with death as the Lamb of God.
Now, how do we know it was 3 o'clock?
Well, the Hebrew text says twixt the evening. That is how they told time with the sundial back then. You know, they didn't have these watches.
Right.
Anyway, this would be halfway between the sun from its highest point in the sky, which is noon, and the setting of the sun at evening around 6 o'clock. So in between is 3.
So twixt the morning would be 9 a.m.
Right, because it would be halfway between the sun rising and its highest point at noon. And twixt the morning was when they put Jesus on the cross.
Yes, he hung for 6 hours, and then his side was pierced.
That's correct. So, both events, the slaying of the animal lamb in the temple and the slaying of Jesus when his side was pierced on the cross, just outside the temple to the north, were done simultaneously on Nisan 14. Now, if you can just get this much down pat, you can use this to evangelize. And you that are listening right now can help the church desire more of the Hebrew roots. It's up to us. This alone is mind-boggling, how God so intricately arranged everything from way back, scene by scene, line by line, and even practically word by word, the right timing, the right places, and all the right people. Honestly, it does take my breath away. But just some clarification. The Jews today call the whole 8-day season Passover. But factually, only the first day is Passover till sundown the next day, which then begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that continues for 7 more days. So the whole season is 8 days in length. And the Feast of First Fruits is always on the Sunday during the week of unleavened bread. But we'll go over that again in the next few weeks. But let's take a step back now and look at the historical account. 4 days before Passover begins, which is Nisan 10, in Exodus, back in Egypt, God told Moses to speak to the congregation of Israel and tell them that on the 10th of this month, that would be Nisan, they were in it, every man shall take for himself an unblemished lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for each household. And in verse 6 of Exodus 12, he says, now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, Nisan. And then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it twixt the evening, which we already explained was 3 o'clock. So it started way back then. So, 4 days before Passover on Nisan 10, a lamb was chosen every year. Then carefully examined it for 4 days to be sure it was blemish-free, checking every inch of skin and hair follicle. It had to be perfect in every way. The size of the lamb should be fitting for the family so that nothing is left over, which is yet another picture that Jesus gave all of himself for us. Jesus was a sinless, unblemished lamb. He was young and he died for all. And here's even another picture. He too was examined for 4 days. Remember? Jesus rode in on the donkey into Jerusalem as prophesied in Zechariah 9:9, exactly 4 days before his death, which would be Nisan 10. We call it Palm Sunday, by the way. But he was grilled by the Jews and the Romans for 4 days in the temple area, and as recorded in John 18, Pilate even said, I find no blemish in him. These are the same words that are spoken every year after examining the animal lamb for 4 days, as was the biblical requirement. You know, it's amazing. God set it all up. Okay, back to Egypt. After the 4 days of a detailed examination of the family's lamb, Now on the 14th, on the first Passover in Egypt, the Hebrews were told to apply the blood of the sacrificed lamb to the three doorposts, outlining it totally, even leaving the basin of blood left at the threshold. Today, they outline with the blood of the lamb. By doing so, totally they outlined with the blood of the lamb. By doing so, death could not touch their household as it would the firstborn of all those that did not apply the blood. Spiritually, we apply his blood to our hearts to save us from the second death. So, now, the first Passover was such an important typological spiritual event that God even told Moses, as recorded in Exodus 12, to add a special calendar, leaving the names of the months the same. But now Nisan, or Abib, would become the first month instead of the seventh. So now they would go by their new biblical calendar, beginning with Nisan as its first month. So now they have two calendars, this new religious calendar, as well as their first regular civil calendar that begins in Tishrei. And of course, we know that commemorates the creation of Adam in the world. So both first months on both calendars would be extremely important. For in just these 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, they would actually contain 6 appointments of God, with the 3 spring feasts in Nisan and the 3 fall feasts in Tishrei. And then, of course, we have Pentecost being the only feast that stands all by itself 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits. So, for you deeper thinkers and probable nugget searchers, always know that after Exodus 12, when reading the scriptures, when you come across a date that says in the second month or the third month, etc., you begin to count from Nisan on the religious biblical calendar. However, before Exodus 12, you always use the first or civil calendar, counting from Tishrei. Now, this is a huge Hebraic Roots 101 piece of knowledge. Teachers especially should never forget this, or you'll never know what season it is, thereby not understanding why they might be doing or saying a certain thing. And here's the scripture, Exodus 12:1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." So actually, the two calendars is kind of like us. We have a date of our physical birth, and now we also have a date when you were born again into a new life. You can see just how important this information really becomes when it comes to figuring out when Jesus was really born. And knowing when John the Baptist was born is a big key to all that. And we're going to speak on that next week. So, by the way, I keep a reference of the numbered months of both calendars that I typed out in tape in the back of my Bible. It's extremely helpful in my studies. If you send me a stamped, self-addressed envelope, I will send you one, or you can print it out from our webpage. So, we're going to continue this discussion next week, and we'll be probably doing it for about 4 weeks. So, until then, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that shalom. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and our new administration. And I will see you next week to continue this beautiful time of the year, the spring feast, totally fulfilled by Jesus with his first coming. Looking forward to talking with you next week. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.